You're listening to SBS News.
52 days without a single case of local transmission and a COVID-free Christmas in Victoria is looking likely. But many are still reeling from the devastation of the state's second wave. Spiro Vassilakis is bracing for the first Christmas without his mother Maria.
I do have a function to go to. I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle myself on that day.
Maria Vassilakis is among 800 Victorian lives lost in the second wave, which has been linked back to the state's hotel quarantine program. The use of private security guards was ill-defined from the beginning, a final report has found. In the 500-page document, retired Judge Jennifer Coates says the guards were a largely casualised workforce in an environment where staff had a high likelihood of being exposed to the highly infectious COVID-19. Ms. Coates says it was a decision neither Premier Daniel Andrews nor any of his ministers took responsibility for, and all vigorously disputed the possibility they could have played a part in the decision. For Spiro Vassilakis, it's not good enough.
It does need to be answered. Who made that decision? It cannot be that, you know, no one knows who made that decision.
The report says on March the 27th, the state government moved to require all international arrivals to undergo mandatory hotel quarantine. And it was during a meeting on this day that the decision to use private security was settled on. The program came into effect 36 hours later. Ms. Coates says it is beyond doubt that many people worked incredibly hard in extraordinary timeframes. But there was no detailed consideration of the risk that would be involved. And ultimately, this was a failure in the establishment of the program. Premier Daniel Andrews says the government has learnt from its mistakes.
I want to apologise to the Victorian community for the very clear errors that were made in this program. I think that the way in which the program was established, it had to be done quickly. That's the nature of a global pandemic. There is no rule book as such. I think decisions about who worked in the program is less an issue. It is more a matter, and the report finds this, the lack of that very detailed oversight.
Prior to the meeting, Ms. Coates says the then Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton was consulted and expressed a preference that private security be used, with Victoria Police providing backup. Ms. Coates says not one of the more than 70,000 documents produced to the inquiry demonstrated a rationale for the decision, and there was no actual consideration of whether Australian Defence Force personnel would have been a better option. Such a finding, she says, is likely to shock Australians. Former Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos and two senior public servants resigned over the scandal. And Victorian Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien says the Premier should do the same.
No political leader should be able to survive this type of failure. There are 801 Victorians who will not be around the Christmas table this year. 801 empty chairs. And those people deserve better than a Premier giving a shrug and saying, I'm getting back to work. They deserve better than that.
But Daniel Andrews has vowed he won't be stepping down, insisting he will stand again for re-election in 2 years' time. Gareth Borum, SBS News.